This is this
for
is,
a better lie.
For a better lie.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari. Well, in this episode, we are going to talk about the ultimate goal. We know very well that we are from Allah and to Him we return. Our origin is Allah. We have understood our origin, our present and our future. What is important for us is the ultimate goal, because we have goals in our life. There are goals that we have for our material life. These are not ultimate goals, of course. The ultimate goal is the goal which guarantees our happiness, or which has something to do with our happiness. There are a few points to be remembered in connection with the ultimate goal. First of all, we are created by Allah, the Wise, and we are not created through chance or without any purpose. So our life is purposeful. This is number one. And the point two, or number two, is that our Creator is absolutely needless. So whatever is considered by Him as the goal of our creation is completely to our benefit. Because God Himself is self-sufficient. He is Hamid and He is needless. So we should try our best to actualize, to materialize whatever He wants for us. There's no doubt that our creation is purposeful. Whatever is considered by Him as the goal of our creation is in our best interest. And then the third point that I would like to raise and discuss with you is that this universe is perishable. This universe is fleeting. And this universe is transient. In other words, this world is mortal. It's not as precious as ourselves, you know. We can live forever since our spirits are not material and mortal. The flesh that we have is mortal, but the spirit that we have is not material. وللروح من أمر ربي. Ruh, the spirit that we have in our chest, of course, is from Allah, and we don't know what actually spirit is, but it is something that comes from Allah. We should search to find our goal in something other than this material life. We must avoid becoming engaged in a circular life. There is another point that I would like to mention, and that is an endless future is awaiting us. The pleasure, the pains, and the hereafter are not comparable with those of this universe. Complete happiness can be experienced only in paradise. There is no doubt about it. And of course, this world cannot be compared with the other world. The happiness, the pleasure, and the pains and sufferings are, of course, in the hereafter, are totally different from those of this world. And so our future completely depends on our present, depending on how our present situation is, whether we are happy in this world. It has a direct impact on our living condition in the afterworld. Let's have a break. We will be back.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking. to blame everything on the Western, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The spiritual realm and the material realms are interconnected with each other. They are intertwined. Depending on what we do for our happiness in this world, we will either be happy in the afterworld or we will be sad. It depends on what we actually do, whether we make efforts to materialize our goals in this world, to achieve our spiritual goals and our ultimate goal. That's the goal that we should work for. That's the goal that we should make efforts for. Brothers and sisters, in Islam, every value is dependent on the relationship with Allah. You know, there's no value measured apart from Allah. Our happiness is based on our voluntary devotion to Allah. Our happiness is based on our voluntary worship of Allah. If we are close to Allah, nothing can threaten us. Nothing can, you know, undermine our happiness. Dear brothers and sisters, our happiness, our felicity, our salvation, and the ultimate goal that we should endeavor to achieve rests in achieving closeness to Allah. So closeness to Allah is the ultimate goal. It is the ultimate purpose. I will now concentrate on the concept of closeness to Allah and its consequences. Of course, those who are close to Allah, their life and their situation differs from those who are not close to Allah. So closeness to Allah is the most important asset. It's the most important goal that a person should achieve. It's the ultimate goal. It's through closeness that happiness is achieved. It's through closeness to Allah that, you know, even material blessing can be achieved. It is through closeness to Allah that perfection is achieved. And of course, these concepts are interrelated. They are interconnected to each other. There is no doubt that Allah is absolutely needless. He is the wise. He creates purposefully. And of course, in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned emphatically that creation is not purposeless. The world, the humanity, and everything in this world has been created with a purpose, and this purpose has to be achieved.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
God says in chapter 23, verse 115, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. Do you think we have created you in vain? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you shall not be returned to us. Is this what you think? So by this verse, Allah the Almighty wants to tell us that we have not been created in vain. We have been created for a purpose. The benefit of creation is for the creatures, not for the creator. Because the creator is needless. Allah is able to create the opportunity for his creature to reach perfection. He knows what is in our best interest. He is the final and the efficient cause. The final and the efficient cause are the same. So, brothers and sisters, as I said, we have middle goals. We have, you know, goals that are temporary. We have goals that are, you know, achieved in this world. Those are not the ultimate goals. Those are not the main goals that for which we have been created. Allah has created us for a very important goal, which is called the ultimate goal. Allah the Almighty has provided us the means through which we can achieve those goals. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He is the one who created for you all that is in the earth. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ. And Allah has made subservient to you whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, all from Himself. Allah has provided us the opportunity, the means through which we can achieve our goals. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, He knows. Every thought I have and every word I share,